What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Anyway, I'm going to begin with this story about breakups. They were in the news in the trash, and so I thought, all right, here they are. A study found there are three main breakup strategies we use. The most popular is some variation of, it's not you, it's me.
Yes, done that many times.
Now, when you say that, you don't say that exactly. What you're trying to say is...
Trying to say, it's an excuse. It's a lie. I've just got so many things going on in my life. And, it's not you. You're great, but it's just not a right time for me.
The most popular approach is soften the blow, which that's what they're calling that, used by like 86% of people surveyed. The method, this method combined acts like explaining the reason for the breakup, accepting some or all of the blame, and trying to convince the partner that separating would be best for both of us. The second approach is, let's take a break.
Yeah, that's always like a break means break it up.
It's a temporary separation, allowing both parties to assess their feelings and decide if this relationship is worth going forward. And then the last one is full on ghosting,
yes.
Avoiding confrontation and just jumping out. Whether that's you actually say you're getting disappearing, like I'm just not, disappears or becomes distant. That's what I was looking for. The other way is you just start going left. You just start pulling away until it's obvious you're no longer together.
I've definitely ghosted and been ghost. Have you? Back in your dating days?
You know, I haven't been. I definitely think one of the best things that I had experienced with a partner, this lady was like, we are a good fit. And I thought that word, the way she worded it, was very interesting. Like, she was saying, we click in all the right places. We're a good fit. For me at that time, it was too soon. She had a kid and was looking for a partner. And I was not there at that point. And so while I kind of later moved on with that, wow, good fit is an interesting way to word that. Like, that's the way you word it.
Yeah.
You know, you want someone who's a good fit, like in all the different ways. But we broke up because I couldn't be that partner for her at that point.
I would date a woman with children, certainly now. But when I was in my 20s, the same thing would happen where they got a little attached and I'm like, and I like the kid a lot, but yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, becoming a stepdad is a thing that you have to be good with. You can't be, I want her, but I don't want that kid. Yeah. That's not a way to be in someone's life.
No, and I've had a step. My dad is my stepdad, and yeah, he became my father immediately. Not immediately, you know, it took a year or two, but yeah, that's it. He's my father.
Yeah, I wasn't someone who was looking for that at all, and I have kids now, and I'm in a much better place for that. It's all consuming, so it really is something that that's the thing. Most people, they don't know what they're getting themselves into until it's on, but it is all consuming. So yeah. You really got to be in love with that person, or I wouldn't even meet the kids. You know?
No, I was I had a rule about not meeting kids too soon.
And yeah, me too.
And this particular lady, she introduced, like, just kind of forced it on me. Like, I came over and there's the kid, and I fell in love with the kid. I loved the kid. I didn't care for her so much, so I was
just, didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your breakup categories. It's me, not you. Followed by let's just take a break and reassess ourselves. And then the third most popular is just all out ghosting someone.
There's no good way to break up with somebody.
Have you been ghosted?
No.
I haven't either.
Am I the only loser on the show that's been
I don't
ghosted?
Think that that's a loser thing. I think that that's someone who cannot deal with confrontation and cannot deal. Like, I always think to myself, if you've had a couple good dates, that person deserves a little respect. Not a lot, but a little.
Ask ChatGPT to write you a little breakup text or a little paragraph and read it to them.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.